By 1 o'clock, I was full of chicken salad and my mother's rice pudding. I trotted out to the Civic and spotted Mitchell and Habib half a block down the street. They gave me a friendly wave when I looked their way. I got into the car and drove back to Moon Man. I knocked on the door and Moon looked out to me with the same initial confusion. "Oh, yeah," he finally said. Then he did a stoner laugh, giggling and chuffing. He squinted past me to the Civic. "Is that your car?"
"Yes."
He closed his eyes and put his hands out. "I don't feel any energy. This car is all wrong for you." He opened his eyes and ambled across the sidewalk. "What's your sign?"
"Libra."
"You see? You're air, and this car is earth. You can't drive this car, dude. You're a creative force, and this car is going to bring you down."
"True," I said, "but this is all I can afford. Get in."
"I have a friend who can get you a suitable car. He's like a car dealer.
I'll keep it in mind."
The Trenton Cop Shop shares a building with the court. It's a blocky, red-brick, no-frill structure that gets the job done, a product of the slam-bam, thank-you-ma'am school of municipal architecture. I parked in the lot and shepherded Moon inside. Technically, I wasn't able to bond him out myself, since I was an enforcement agent and not a bonding agent. So I got the paperwork started and called Vinny to come down and complete the process. "Vinny's on his way," I told Moon, settling him onto the bench by the docket lieutenant. "I have some other business in the building, so I'm going to leave you here alone just for a couple of minutes. Don't move from this spot."
"No problemo, dude."
I went upstairs to burglary and found Brian Simon at his desk. He'd only been promoted out of uniform for a couple of months and still didn't have the hang of dressing himself. He was wearing a yellow and tan plaid sports coat, navy slacks with brown penny loafers and red socks, and a tie that was...